Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Greetings once again. This is Rick Redding, your host for the Rusty Satellite Show, where you'll hear from every week the most interesting people in the Ville. And I am on show number 127. It's really getting to be a long-running thing here. And very excited about the Christmas season. And as you know, anybody that follows me, or if you listened last week as I talked with my doctor, Dr. George Quill, about my ankle, I'm hopefully hitting the home stretch on my incapacitation. I've been hobbling around on a cast and crutches, and anybody that has done that knows how difficult that is on an ongoing basis. But I'm up to showers like every other day now, and I'm getting around a lot better, driving now, and things are good. So anyway, on with this week's show. It's really a great thing to be able to talk to some of the people I get to talk to on this show. This week, not an exception. I have in the first part of the show, Matt Jamie of Bourbon Barrel Foods, and I'm anxious to tell you a little bit about him. And in the second part of the show, I want you to stay tuned. There is a great event this time of year. This time of year, there are so many great stories, and I'm fortunate to bring you this one. It's a story about the MS fundraiser that comes up in January. It's one of the premier music events in the city on January 8th. It's called the Jam for a Cure with Greg Forsman. I've got some of the organizers here of that, Bob and Diane Montgomery, and that's a really good interview. I hope you will stay tuned for that. First up, though, I'm going to talk with Matt Jamie. I've had Matt on my list. What a successful business. It started way back in 2006, and I love any business story that starts with, I was sitting around drinking a beer, and we came up with this idea, which is basically how Matt Jamie started the idea of Bourbon Barrel Foods. And it's a fascinating story. It's a great success story. And if you haven't gotten the cook on your list a Christmas gift, I urge you to go down to the retail store at Bourbon Barrel Foods on Frankfort Avenue. It is in its first year. It is doing gangbusters. The traffic there is great, and Matt is just a wonderful entrepreneur. And if you've seen the if you ever seen the TV show Secrets of Louisville Chefs, it is filmed right there at Bourbon Barrel Foods in Butchertown, which hopped down to on my crutches this week and got a chance to spend some time with Matt Jamie. So let's get on with the show. Here's my interview with Matt Jamie. Today, I am at Bourbon Barrel Foods with at a spot that might be familiar to some of our TV viewers out there, right, Matt?
I would hope so.
All right. Matt, Jamie, we're in your famous theater kitchen, and where they film?
They film Secrets of Louisville Chefs here. They've done that for two seasons now.
Okay. Well, this is, with the bourbon craze in town everywhere, you've been around a while, even like predated that, right? And right place, right time.
Well, I think every good idea has to have a little bit of luck. The hard work, comes with it. But I don't think in 2006, when I started my company in my basement, that anyone thought that the bourbon, this craze, this phenomenon that's happening, would continue on for the next 10 years.
Sure.
So we're enjoying that.
Yeah. And so you named in the beginning, back in 2000, let's go back there and just tell me a little bit about how this thing got started and how we got the idea of bourbon flavoring all these different food products.
Well, there was one product back then, and I came up with the idea in 2003 to microbrew soy sauce. And it sounded like a crazy idea. I got a lot of weird looks. I was living in Gainesville, Florida, from here. Went to school down there. Moved back in 2005 and just continued to research microbrewed soy sauce in Kentucky and started to see similarities, parallels, you know, things that I thought I could use to make a product like this work. They're all locally grown soybeans. They're non-GMO. The water we have trucked in from Bardstown. There's a spring there that we use exclusively. And we aged the soy sauce for a year in repurposed bourbon barrels. Wow. So this one product... you know, helped me to develop everything else.
Okay. And just to give listeners who don't know an idea, I see an array of, it looks like a dozen or so products here. How many different things do you make here?
For retail, we do close to 40 products now.
Wow.
You know, the soy sauce, only microbrewed soy sauce in the U.S., but we do bourbon smoked salt, pepper, paprika, sugar. We just launched a few new items, bourbon smoked cacao nibs, bourbon smoked togarashi, which is a Japanese spice blend. You know, and then modern classics like citrus pepper or garlic sea salt, we do those. They're bourbon smoked, chili powder as well. And we just came out with bourbon spice pecans.
Oh, man, those look good. All right, so, you know, educate me. Bourbon as a flavor. I mean, we all think of bourbon as a drink, but bourbon is a distinct flavor.
It is, and you know, our tagline for the company is "Eat Your Bourbon." There's very few products that I actually use bourbon as an ingredient in. The barrels have a lot to offer once the bourbon comes out of them. So we'll either age in them, and if there's anything that seeps out of the wood into our product, it's incidental. It's not on the ingredient list. And then we'll smoke with it. So we're smoking with oak. So oak is thought of as one of the richer woods to smoke with. Our oak just happens to have been saturated with bourbon for 7 years. So we're imparting flavor that way.
Okay.
And then some products like our sorghum, you know, it's just it's a Kentucky product. It's part of bourbon country. It's something that we wanted to draw attention to. It's part of our state's culture.
Sure. And unlike, I know there's candies and stuff like that, you're not actually going to taste bourbon in many of your products, or any of your products.
Well, that's the, you know, some of them you will. Like the Kentucky Aki, we add a little bit of bourbon to it.
Okay.
But what we want you to taste is just something that's a little bit Kentucky. It's called Kentucky Aki, but it's very similar to teriyaki. But if you add bourbon and sweeten it with sorghum, it transforms to Kentucky Aki.
Yeah. Well, it's great. And now in this wonderful kitchen, I know you got all these great appliances and everything. What sort of things do you do in here?
Well, this is our theater kitchen. So we tape the show Secrets of Louisville Chefs here. But we also use this as an educational tool. You know, we make condiments. We make very popular condiments. You know, soy sauce is the oldest, most widely used condiment in the world. But as soon as a blonde-haired guy in Kentucky starts to make it, people don't know how to use it. So we use this space to educate people.
Okay. What's the best way to use Kentucky Aki sauce?
Well, it's a great marinade. Okay. We have one chef, pretty well-known chef. Can I swear on this show?
You sure can.
FCC like,
is not
his,
regulated.
His quote was, "This shit tastes good on everything." So it's very versatile.
Okay. Well, very cool. Well, you know, I imagine when you started the business back in 06, certainly, well, I'm not going to say certainly, you probably planned the success, but it's been,
seems
like it's been bigger than you expected.
No, I'd say I did a lot of dreaming. I'm a romantic, so I wanted it to succeed, but I enjoy creating something that people enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel lucky to have started this when I did. This was anybody's. I remember when I filed the articles at Frankfurt for the business, the person in the Secretary of State's office said, "I can't believe this name is available." So, you know, it's become everything I wanted it to be, but there's still a lot for us to do. You know, I have a great team that surrounds me. They all make me look smarter than I really am.
Well, you know, it seems like a little bit of time. Just last year, right, you opened a retail store right down here.
It was actually earlier this year.
Okay.
We We signed the lease last year, but we opened it the last Friday in January of this year.
Okay.
And, you know, it was it was something I looked at for a few years. I didn't want to just end up any place. Mm-hmm. And we are on Frankfort Avenue between Bailey and Height with a very diverse group of businesses. We all make each other shine. You know, we have Carmichael's Bookstore on one corner, Margaret's Consignment on one. We also have that walk-in Heine Brothers store. We have Eggs Over Frankfort right next to me. And then there's a hair salon, you know, that bookends me. I mean, it's diverse. It works. No one's stepping on each other's toes.
All right. Of course, we're here at Christmas time. It must be. I'm sure it's a big time of year for you. I see some of these products around the office here, and I'm thinking Christmas list, right?
Well, these make great stocking stuffers. They make great host and hostess gifts. We have some that are prepackaged that are on special on our website that will ship anywhere within the U.S. for a flat fee. We also, from the website, any order over $75 ships for free. We have, you know, like most companies that are involved with the retail industry, we'll do about 40% of our annual revenue in the last quarter. And it's not just 3 months. It's like 5 weeks of the fourth quarter.
And we're right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it.
So, great. Now do all these products get manufactured right here?
All but five.
In Butchertown?
I outsource five products, so a lot of moving parts here, a lot of moving parts.
Wow! And is there? I know your list of products keeps growing. Mm-hmm. How do you come up with the new ideas? I mean, I'm looking here, chili powder. I mean, what made you think? Hey,
because it tastes good smoked.
Okay.
You know, one of our most popular products is the bourbon smoked paprika. So paprika is a base for chili powder. We were actually making our own. We have a recipe for making chili, but you have to buy five of my products to make it. So we thought it would be, you know, smart to come up with our own chili powder. And it's an easy thing for us to produce. You know, we like to do some other things that are a bit more original. Sesame seeds that are smoked. You don't see many of those on the market. Sometimes you see them, they're toasted, but ours are smoked. The cacao nibs, cacao is, all those healthful properties in dark chocolate are because of the cacao. And, you know, it tastes good smoked. And it's one of the new superfoods.
Okay.
Very
now,
rich
which
in
one
antioxidants.
Is that?
That's this
that.
One right here.
Oh, wow. And taking a whiff here. Oh, it smells like chocolate.
Now, my 10-year-old daughter took a big pinch of it because I told her this is what they make chocolate with.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not sweet like chocolate. It's somewhat bitter. It's very versatile. We suggest it being used in granola. You know, we have recipes for cookies, cakes, smoothies.
Wow. Very good. Well, great aroma, I tell you that.
Yeah.
So anything new coming up? You're just getting through the Christmas season?
Just getting through the Christmas season. We have been working on a cookbook. Should be out next year. I've been telling people that for a year. But it's a lot of work. But for the most part, it's done. The limiting factor has been me. Me given what it is that we need to fill the pages.
Yeah.
Recipes tested. All the photography's been done. But we're just...
Are you like trained as a cook? I mean, is that your thing, or is that what you?
I was self-taught as a chef. So I was at the University of Florida because I was getting my master's in exercise physiology. I did triathlon for about 10 years, and I used to help run junior Olympic development camps down outside Orlando. And decided, a year into the program that I absolutely hated school and I wasn't a good student. Actually, the decision was made for me, so I dropped out, and I went to the only other thing that I was comfortable doing that I thought at the time was a hobby, and that was cooking. Mm-hmm. So I got a job as a line cook at a local restaurant, and, you know, I got lucky again. The chef there had moved back to Gainesville from Boston, and he's very accomplished, loved to teach, and so he taught me a lot. He's my mentor, and I spent 2.5 years there, went from line cook to chef de cuisine. Mm-hmm. But it was, never going to be a career for me. And, one night after work, we were in an oyster bar drinking a lot of beer, and I said, no one's microbrewing soy sauce in the U.S. It turned out to be true, and you know, here I am.
There you are. Well, it's a great story. I love it. I want to invite our listeners to go to the retail store on Frankfort Avenue, and if you ever get a chance, to come see this beautiful kitchen here.
Yeah. Well, you can get tickets for Secrets of Louisville Chefs through Mint Julep Tours.
Okay.
We do cooking classes here where we'll bring in chefs, or I'll lead the class. And if you go to our website, you can sign up to be on our mailing list, and that's bourbonbarrelfoods.com. Retail store is 2710 Frankfort Avenue. And there's, you know, the store is more than just my product. I mean, there's a lot of gift sets that are in there.
Okay.
You know, and the manager of the store just does a fantastic job with merchandising.
All right. Well, great. I'm anxious to see it and sample some of these products. It's all great. Matt, thanks for being on the show.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And a big thank you to Matt Jamie. I tell you, he also loaded me up with a little care package that some people are going to get for Christmas this year. I love the products and can't say enough about the idea of the business, Bourbon Barrel Foods, down there in Butchertown. So let's move on with the show. As you know, most of the time, I spend this part of the show talking about some of the things going on in my hometown, Louisville, KY. A lot of these stories you can find on my website, LouisvilleKY.com, which is going strong. If you're interested in more, knowing more about that, of course, you can always call me or write me at rick@louisvilleky.com. You know, the big news there on that site is that if you've been following the saga of JCPS, the local school system, they've had a tough time filling the communications chief position. And it was just announced that Allison Gardner-Martin, who was worked with Jack Conway in his office before he, I guess, you know, Conway is no longer the attorney general. She got the job. So congratulations to her. She's a good Western Kentucky grad, I believe. At least I've seen her and talked to her about WKU. So maybe we can get Allison on the show. We'll see. Just as an aside, I tried and tried to get Conway on the show when he was running for governor. And, you know, that may be why he lost. I don't know. He never agreed to be on the show. But that's one of the big stories. This week in Louisville, the big news in concert, we'll talk about music a little bit later in the show. But the Forecastle lineup was announced. You know, and again, it's a struggle for me because I don't keep up as much with modern music. But here are some of the names you can expect to see next July. The Avett Brothers, Alabama Shakes, Ryan Adams, Death Cab for Cutie are the big names. Ben Harper, The Innocent Criminals. And then there's some that I've just not heard of at all. Big Gigantic, Glass Animals. It must be fun to name bands. I think there should be a Rusty Satellite band, of course. That's how this show got its name. It was a lark that my son Nick, who is now in Italy, came up with, and I always said it would be a great band name, the Rusty Satellites. So, anyway, look forward to Forecastle in the next season. Speaking of concerts, you can also see this on Louisville KY. They announced that Bruce Springsteen is coming to town. The Boss is coming to town in February, I believe it is. Tickets go on sale, I believe, this weekend, and it's the River Tour. And I just happened to see on I don't know if it was HBO or Showtime, they had a 90-minute special. It was really great. If you're a Springsteen fan, and if you're like me, you listen to The River like constantly. It's a 2-album set, and it was just a bunch of great songs, sort of before Springsteen became as big as he became after Born in the USA. I love The River and Darkness on the Edge of Town as albums, and Bruce goes through some of the songs and talks about it. If you get a chance to see on HBO or Showtime, of course, I've been watching a lot of TV because I've been laid up. This is a nice piece, well produced on The Boss. So, Santa, I would like tickets to the Bruce Springsteen show in Louisville at the Yum Center, because I know Santa's a regular listener to this show, of course. What else is, you know, the big story? You know, if I were a reporter still, I would have been all over this. Matt Bevin was inaugurated. He is our new governor. We are now under a Republican governor, Matt Bevin. And I'm going to tell you, I hate a lot of his policies, especially, you know, Bevin's idea that he's going to dismantle the healthcare system that Kentucky has taken so much time and trouble and effort to build up and ensure a lot of people. It is Bevin's goal, stated goal, to tear that up and to rip it apart. I don't like that. I don't like some of his other policies. But I tell you, as a speaker and as a face of the state, he is really pretty good. He's a much better speaker, a public speaker. I saw him speak on the campaign than Conway. It's just some of the things he says, I think, are kind of crazy. We'll see how it goes. As Steve Beshear left office, most people know that he did, as all governors do, pardon some people. And it was interesting that he pardoned the one story that I think got some of our attention, because we all remember it. You know, the guy out in Glenmary that shot the kid with a BB gun because he knocked on his door and ran away. That guy's been in jail, and Beshear pardoned him for that. That did not sit well with the young man's family and some people. He didn't die. He was just injured. And I don't know. I guess it's the governor's prerogative when you don't have to answer to the voters. Again, as you're leaving office, you can, you know, do one last thing. He also pardoned some women who had been convicted of domestic abuse, domestic violence cases, who had been defending themselves and either killed or injured their abuser, and they got out. So anyway, I'm not sure that I agree with the pardoning of the guy that shot the kids on his front porch. I mean, you know what, I'm not going to get into the whole gun debate, but it's getting pretty ridiculous in this country, the arguments about guns. So we're letting this guy go, and we'll see what happens. You may not have seen this if you're not paying attention to the news, but the University of Louisville is involved in another scandal, this one involving its medical community. You know, I think the thing is, over at U of L, there are so many problems over there. There's just a lot of money involved. All these people get paid such extravagant salaries. And this guy, Dr. David Dunn, he is the target. He is the executive vice president for health affairs and was making some $700,000 a year, and he's under allegations of potential misconduct. You know, he's trying to get more money. We've seen so many stories over there at U of L involving malfeasance and people just trying to get away with things they shouldn't do. And you know, you would think that they would be happy with that. But anyway, that's the big story out of the university that we're going to be hearing about that one for a long time to come. The other thing I'd point to you, and we'll make this short today. I love reading this stuff, and I point you to it because every once in a while, you know, it seems like Leo Weekly, they do best when they don't really report the news, but they make fun of the news. And this week's cover story is called Looneyville, Louneyville, and they recount the craziest stories of the year. And you know, you'll remember most of these. You know, they sort of take some pot shots at people. You know, they talk about the Cahoots bar on Barstown Road, how it got shut down. The Katina Powell story comes in the form of comments that were made on the Card Chronicle that were unkind. They talk about, you know, if you can remember, the FOP president, his name was Dave Mutchler. He wrote a very controversial letter that stirred up a lot of people. I just encourage you to read this stuff. I'm not sure. One of the things I question, there's one piece on Chris Pointer, the mayor's longtime communications director. It's very critical of what Chris has done. The U of L scandal comes into focus here. They criticize Wave TV for stuff. The KFC Yum Center, and you know, I love going there and everything, but they came up with a firearms policy in November that you may have missed, but you know, again, it's about guns and allowing people in there with guns. So anyway, you can read all this in Leo Weekly. They of course, Kim Davis the is mentioned because she was national news because she refused to marry those same-sex couples, and so the story concludes with a piece on Matt Bevin. 7 and something on the bridges. Hey, anybody been across the bridge? I have not yet been across that thing, but I understand that it's going pretty smoothly. The new bridge is up and running. A lot of things are going on. We've got a little bit of time, about a year before we have to start paying tolls to go across it. So if I ever had any inclination to go over to Indiana, it would be reduced by the prospect of paying tolls over there. I'm glad I'm not a business over there. That would not be good. So anyway, that's pretty much wraps up some of the highlights of what's going on in the news here a couple of weeks before Christmas in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm excited about moving on to my next guest. And you know, we're talking about a lot of music events happening in the next few weeks. I'm sure you've got a holiday party or something planned, and there's going to be some great concerts around New Year's and everything. But starting in January, it looks like 2016 is already shaping up as a good year for music. If you're familiar with the Greg Forsman and the Greg Forsman Band, he is coming to this Jam for a Cure event that I'm getting ready to talk about. It is benefits the MS Society, and there's a great story behind it from Bob and Diane Montgomery, who are my guests on the show this week. Forsman is a part of Martina McBride's band, and she is just, she's one of the top performers in Nashville, and Forsman's part of that. There's a bunch of other great musicians that are coming to this thing. Just as an aside, just for a second before I introduce the interview, I want to tell you about, I told you I've been homebound, and Paula likes watching The Voice. So I've been forced to, not really forced, but I watched The Voice, and this guy, Jordan Smith from Eastern Kentucky, he's a Kentucky native. He has blown the nation away with the performance this week. If you didn't see it, go online and look it up and look at it. He did a Queen song, Somebody to Love, and just, I think he won the whole contest right there. He was the top vote getter by a lot. After I think that performance was on Monday night, and I did see it, and it was really good. It's really good. We're really proud of the young man from Kentucky, and it looks like he's in the final four. I think they've got it down to, and it's still funny to me to see news stations reporting this entertainment program as news, but it is news around here. I would say this young man will be making some appearances in Louisville. I tell you, I certainly think somebody should bring him to town for the Kentucky Derby and perform in one of those many charitable events. So we'll see what happens with him. I think he'll win that contest, but that was an aside. Let's get back to the Jam for a Cure. I was happy to hear that former Rusty Satellite guest Danny Flanagan, whose show is this Saturday, his big show that he talked about on the show a few weeks ago. Danny Flanagan's show at Headliners is this Saturday. If you get a chance, get out there and go. But Danny is also going to be performing at this Jam for a Cure on January 8th at Headliners. All the money goes to charity for MS. They got a raffle. They got some great items. Including a guitar and just a wealth of great stuff. It sounds like a great event. I'm going to try to make it myself, and we'll see how that goes. But I want to get on with this. A very interesting couple. Diane has MS, and she has had it for a while and goes through her life and lives with it. But it's a lot of interesting information about MS and this big event. So here's my interview.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And today I'm at the MS headquarters down in Butchertown, and happy to be with Bob and Diane Montgomery. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and now we're here because I was very interested in the music, and you all have are responsible for an event that involves, you know, the best of the Louisville music mm-hmm. community coming up right first part of January. Bob, tell me about it.
It's a great, great event. It's the Jam for a Cure. It's January the 8th this year at Headliners Music Hall. We have some great musicians, both local and regional musicians. We've got Danny Flanagan's band.
Danny was on the show.
Yeah, Danny's a great guy.
He really is.
He donates his time and his band, Danny Flanagan plus the Rain Chorus, is going to perform first, actually, at this year's event.
Okay,
and
great.
We have Greg Forsman. Band, and Di, why don't you talk about Greg Forsman a little bit?
Greg Forsman is just a wonderful, very talented local musician. He's from Louisville. He lives in Nashville now. He's Martina McBride's lead guitarist.
Okay.
And he is just, he and Aaron are the two who came up with this idea that they wanted to give something back to the community.
Okay. Now, this started a long time ago, and not to interrupt you, but, and Aaron is your son, and he also, like you, has MS. And so the charity's certainly dear to you.
It is. When they first started having it for MS, it was just Jam for a Cure for the first year. The second year they had it for MS. At that time I had been diagnosed and he did it for me. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron and Greg, when they realized that they were so impressed with our local chapter mm-hmm. of the MS Society, that they decided that they wanted to do Jam for a Cure for MS every year.
Okay.
And then after about the second or third year of doing this, Aaron was diagnosed with MS.
Well, that's too bad. Now, Aaron's a drummer, right?
He is.
And he's going to be able to perform at this event, we hope.
We hope so.
And, over the years, has the cast of musicians changed, or has it been Greg every year? And
it's basically, it hasn't changed a whole lot, although Danny Flanagan in the Rain Chorus has been there for the last 2 years and will be there again this year. Greg Borsman is always here, and usually a band, B Group, that our son Aaron started back about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And he now is only playing two or three times a year with them because of his MS. And John Mann, who is a recording artist out of Nashville, has been there. And John played with Tim Krekel.
Wow. So a lot of folks right here know Tim Krekel. So I'm sure the local music community, all the people on the inside of what's going on in local music certainly target this date, right? This is now it's at Headliners. And what's the date?
The date is January 8th, 2016. Okay. It's 2016, and it's at Headliners, and the first band will start about 7 or 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. Mm-hmm. People can purchase their tickets online from Headliners. It's not on their website yet, but it will be very shortly.
Okay. Now, of course, now you guys don't look like your typical concert promoters that I've run into. I don't know. But you've been, this a labor of love for you. Mm-hmm. You take right to it, right?
Yeah. I can tell you how I got more involved. I've been on the MS board here locally for a number of years now, ever since, probably about 7 years ago. And as Aaron got diagnosed with MS, he had to do less and less. And so now all Aaron does is get arranged for the musicians, and we mm-hmm. take care of everything else, and that being for their travel, for their the raffle items that we have, and we just as a family have taken over that whole piece of, because he simply doesn't have the energy to do that. And so that's how we got involved, and obviously it's been a cause that's very, very close to our heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, it's so unpredictable disease. It really is.
Now, Diane, you've lived with it for a long time. Mm-hmm. How does it really manifest itself in your life?
Well, it has changed through the years. I started off having double vision, and they thought maybe I had a brain tumor. MS is very hard to diagnose, and anybody who has MS, who has been diagnosed, they'll tell you about being to different doctors and told that they have Parkinson's or, you know, different things. And I had the double vision. They thought I had a brain tumor. And then I started getting vertigo, which was the worst part of it. And literally, I could not get out of bed. Wow. And this went on, you know, for quite a while. I have tremors. My brain just won't work sometimes. It just sort of comes to a stop. Mm-hmm. And it's a devastating disease. But Aaron and I both feel that there's so many people who are so much worse off than we are, that it's hard for us to complain.
Sure. You know? Well, I know that, MS, we've had MS on the show before. We've talked about events that the society puts on, mm-hmm. and I know it's very important. Bob, there's been some changes or some discoveries, I guess, some advancements in the treatment, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Like Diane had said earlier, that when she first got diagnosed, there was no treatment at all for MS, and I think the first treatments came out in about 1995, somewhere around in that area, and consisted mostly of shots. And now they moved from shots to also IV kind of treatments and okay. also pills. And so it just depends upon the individuals. I know quite a few people that have them. Our son, Aaron, is on at least his third different medication okay. because the other ones were not working. They were not stopping the progression of the disease. I've known several other people on the board with me that have MS that mm-hmm. have gone through the same process. Diane's on her second medication. Now,
MS is not curable. The medications are not going to cure us. They're going to help us control okay. How it's affecting us and the progression of it.
Now Aaron's a drummer. He's about 40. Mm-hmm. I mean, has he been able to work? Does he? What's he do?
Well, Aaron has a master's in counseling, and he's a licensed clinical counselor. And he was working full time until probably about 6 months ago, and he's qualified for disability. So mm-hmm. through the disability, he's allowed to work basically about 6 to 8 hours a week. And okay. so he kind of does that. And Aaron suffers a lot from headaches, is what his is. And Diane doesn't have motion problems, mm-hmm. You know, with her legs or anything like a lot of people do. But Aaron has tremendous headaches that he just, you know, sometimes he just, like migraines, that he can't do anything at okay. all. And other people, it affects everybody differently. That's why sure. MS is such an odd, mm-hmm. odd disease.
Well, it's great we're having this event, and, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you raised money. You say there's some raffles, some other things.
Yeah, there's raffle items, great raffle items. Mm-hmm. We've got some hotel stays. We've got UPS flight simulator that people can okay. have four people go to that. We have autographed basketballs. We've got a new GoPro 4 camera deal. We've got okay. An autographed guitar, acoustic guitar that Greg always brings with at least Martina McBride's autograph on wow. it, not some other ones. So it's a very popular item. We have some alcohol related items. Yeah. So we generally keep it to about 10 to 12 items, and it works very well. And with the gate, and we get a lot of contributions too. It gives us a chance to ask sure. our friends for contributions for the okay. for the event.
Okay, now I'm going to get back to the music for a second. Sure. You all talked about promoting this concert mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. and all that, but you guys. Is this your kind of music? Do you go to other concerts during the year?
No, not well.
You know, Springsteen's really, coming up in February, so you know, I don't know if you got your tickets yet.
I would love to go, but uh-huh. I will not be there. Okay. But you've got to understand, you know, our age. Uh-huh. We do what we can do. But yes, that is our kind of music. We just absolutely love it, and. Every year, you know, we okay. just get so excited about
well,
it.
Well, I tell you, if you go on, we've got some sponsors for the event, too. But you can get a good glimpse of Greg Forsman playing if you go to a website called favoritehotelscollection.com/partners/jam. Okay. And it is a site. If you go on there, you'll be able to see a clip from last year's jam. And also, okay. if you book rooms... hotel rooms through there, they give 5% of whatever the room charge is okay. back to Jam for a Cure. And so it works out great. And it's a friend of ours from Florida. And he also is a sponsor mm-hmm. of the program tonight. Allstate Ford Truck Sales is a sponsor. And Station Park Honda Motorcycles is a sponsor for wow. us also. So
well, it's going to be, I'm sure it'll be
it's a great impact
there. Mm-hmm. So it's like Greg Forsman playing on your car stereo right now, or do you have something
not
else?
Right this minute, but he's definitely on my stereo home. Oh okay. No, he's great. Yeah,
like I said, the clip. If you get on that website and go clip right on there, and he's playing on it. So it's,
and you
it's
get
a
to
song.
See everybody having so much fun. I mean, it's not one of these things where everybody's sitting back and, you know, clapping yeah. for them. People just go crazy.
It's a dance.
And they love it, and the musicians have a ball, and they're having so much fun that you have to have fun.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it sounds great, and I'll look forward to it. We'll put the information on the website about getting tickets, and I look forward to seeing Greg Forsman at the Headliners mm-hmm. and all those other people, mm-hmm. including Danny Flanagan, yes. one of yeah. my favorites.
Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being on the Rusty Satellite Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you
very much.
All right, and thanks to both my guests this week, Matt Jamie down at Bourbon Barrel Foods, and Bob and Diane Montgomery, who are putting on the Jam for a Cure, at least promoting it, and it's going to be a great event on January 8th. So get your Christmas shopping done. I'd say one stop at the Bourbon Barrel Food Stay if you want some like local products and great stuff that any cook in your life would enjoy. I would urge you to do that. We are going to be back again next week. I tell you, there's a lot going on as we wind our way down till Christmas. I got one more week in my cast, and looking forward to getting out of that. A big thank you to my producer, Dan Vonderhyde, my sponsor, Passport Health Plans, and the people who helped me put this together. If you want to see some photos of my guest, Bill Breimer was with me and took some shots, and they'll be on the internet, the World Wide Web, at RustySatelliteShow.com. You can also check out LouisvilleKY.com, which is my website. I'm going to have some exciting stuff to tell you about the websites and things that are coming up in 2016 very soon. So until then, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Time I